jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has been sampling sax quartets lately and has a review of a pair of recent albums by California's Rova Saxophone Quartet. The group was founded in 1978, around the same time as the better-known New York-based World Saxophone Quartet. Rova's never been as influential as their East Coast counterparts, but Kevin says they're the most adventurous of saxophone choirs.
Rova is the most conceptually ambitious of saxophone quartets. They've always dealt with highly complex structures, and they play them with precision. But they also attack the music with such gusto, they never sound academic. The members of Rova write most of its material, but some of their most challenging music has come from writers outside the band. Their album Electric Rags 2 on the New Albion label is a collaboration with composer and keyboardist Alvin Curran. Curran has a remarkable talent for humanizing electronics. On Electric Rags 2, Alvin Curran and an assistant play electronic instruments that cloak and color and sample the sounds of the quartet. Curran has also set up a computer program which can alter a saxophone's sound on the fly in ways the player can't anticipate. In a sense, the computer program is a collaborator too. It affects the way the quartet improvises on Curran's themes. One reason this half-electronic, half-acoustic piece works so well is that saxophones are so malleable to begin with. They can produce an amazing variety of hard and soft, organic and metallic timbres. It's not always easy to tell where saxes end and electronics begin. Rova's other recent album is Long on Logic on the Sound Aspects label. Half of its 8 pieces are by New Music guitar players Fred Frith and Henry Kaiser. Not surprisingly, they have a fresh approach to writing for saxophones. Frith is from England, and his piece Long on Logic makes pivotal use of a wholesome little melody you might hear played in a country church. In one section, it's the background for a ridiculous falsetto solo John Raskin plays on the big baritone sax. Henry Kaiser's piece, Sugagaki for Conlon, originally written for guitar, pays tribute to the superhuman player piano music of composer Conlon Nankuro. Sugagaki is Japanese for rhythmic study. So this is player piano music, adapted for guitar, adapted for saxophones, with a Japanese twist. Thank you. The collision of cultures and instruments in Sugigaki for Conlon fits the whole concept of modern saxophone quartets. They owe something to big band sax sections and string quartets, to gospel choirs and African drum ensembles, but they're not quite like any of them. But that's one of the best things about sax quartets. They've been cobbled together from various sources, but a lot gets gained in the translation.
Kevin Whitehead is a frequent contributor to Downbeat and Cadence. He reviewed new albums by the Rova Saxophone Quartet on their own and with Alvin Curran.